into throwing the towel. You ever remember when people get Titus 3:10 as a reverse of the week? And Bob reads in Titus 3:10, a man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition rejects. So I'm saying throwing in the towel, maybe kind of a fighting analogy, right? There's two boxers in the ring, and a boxer doesn't want to quit, and his opponent throws in the towel saying, stop the fight, you're done, right? And so when do we throw in the towel symbolically? What I mean by that is we go soul winning and we decide, you know what, I'm wasting my time. I'm going to be here for 30 more minutes. It's not productive. Because our goal is to win souls of the Lord. Well, three different reasons of when to throw in the towel. And one of those is if it will not believe the Bible. And that's what Titus 3:10 basically alludes to. It says, a man that's an heretic after the first and second admonition rejects. You say, what does that mean? Well, it means, for example, you show them Romans 3 and you ask them, do you believe in hell? And they say, yeah, you know, I'm not really sure if I believe in hell. Then you show them Revelation 20:14, no, law on the report, impure, right? And then they say, no, I don't really believe it. And you show them Revelation 21:8, where it says, the lake of fire, it says they're going to be burning forever. And then they say, well, I don't believe that. Well, that's two admonitions. Because you show them something in the Bible, and they clearly said they do not believe it. What the Bible's saying is, you reject that person. Meaning, you just kind of move on, right? You just go on to the next story. You don't waste your time because of the fact you're not going to end up getting saved. You can't get saved if you don't believe in hell. And one mistake people make is they just kind of move on past that point. It's like, well, they didn't get it, but 3 out of 4 is good enough. If they get 3 out of 4 points, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
If they miss a point, they must believe that. And if you just move on, you're going to have to go back to it. And if they don't get it, here's the basic principle. If they don't get it on the first time, they're probably not going to get it on the second time. They're less likely to get it on the third time. Even less likely on the fourth time. So if they don't get it on the first and second time, they're not going to get it on the 75th time. Right? So the Bible's giving us a basic example of when to throw in the towel. Now, here's the thing. Some people see things in the Bible and they don't say, well, that's not true. They're just not sure. That's a little bit different. If someone says, I do not believe that, they're just not believing the Bible. They will not say it. So one reason when to throw in the towel is when someone does not believe the Bible. That can happen at any point during the conversation where you show them the Bible and they just do not believe it. You show them a couple verses that Jesus is God and they don't believe it, you're not going to end up believing it. And if you've been soul-winning for any length of time, we've all spent too much time during conversations. And I've tried to show people Jesus is God, and I keep thinking, maybe on the 7th time they'll get it. You show them like 10 verses, like, yeah, and then they never get it. They don't get it on the first or second time, they just kind of move on to the next person. Another reason, and let me say this, you do not make exceptions for strange religions. Just because they're an atheist doesn't mean you make an exception. What are an atheist, so they get 20 admonitions? No. If they don't believe after the first and second, then you just move on.
That's right.
Now, if they say, you know, I'm not sure, but I'd like to see more, well, then you can move on. But if they're saying, no, that's not true, well, they're not going to get saved. You don't spend extra time for a Mormon. Well, they're a Mormon, so I need to give them extra time. No, you're just going to waste an hour, and that white-faced guy with blue eyes is not getting saved, right? You're not going to end up getting saved, okay? You don't spend extra time on a unique religion. They're either going to believe the Bible or not. Point number two is this. You end the conversation if you get to the end, and they didn't believe it, right? What I mean by that is you go through the gospel, and then at the end you say to them, you know, do you believe this? This is different than what you believed before, or... not sure. And if they say, well, you know, I'm not really sure, sometimes I'll ask them, do you want me to show you more verses? And 95% of the time they say, or do you want to think about it? 95% of the time, I just want to think about it.
Right.
Very rarely do they want to spend more time. They've heard what you have to say, and, you know, usually they just want to think about it. Every once in a while, they'll say, yeah, I'd like to see more verses. And if it's someone who is thinking about it but not sure, I'll give them extra time. But usually they're like, yeah, let me just think about it. Okay. And so if you get to the end and they don't believe it and they're like, no, I still think you lose your salvation, it's just like, you know, you're probably done with that conversation. And the third reason would be if you're preaching the gospel and they are all over the place and they don't let you stick to your presentation. You're preaching the gospel and they want to talk to you about Gaza and Israel and Palestine. Well, that's an interesting topic, but it's just like that doesn't really have anything to do. And that could happen today. I have no idea. It's like, man, do you think World War III is about to happen? say, let's just talk about it at the end of the conversation, and then they'll forget about it, because that's just going to end up wasting your time. And some people we talk to, even if they're not trying to argue with us, even if they're not a heretic, they're just all over the place. And you're just not going to get them saved. You're just wasting your time. So the three reasons, number one, is if they just deny the verses in the Bible, they say that's not true. You give two admonitions, you move on. Number two is, if you kind of get to the end of the conversation and they're just like, yeah, I'm not sure if I believe. They didn't deny it, but they just don't believe in it either. You could ask them if they want to see a few more verses. Most likely, they're not going to. And lastly is if they don't stay on topic. If they're all over the place, just talking about every single thing on the sermon. And that does happen sometimes. Sometimes people I've noticed are just lonely out there. And you knock on their door, and they've been waiting. Right? Maybe their kids live a long distance away,